Montse Torremorell, associate professor at the University of Minnesota.
Let's talk about the African swine fever outbreak in China. Almost 10 cases, I think 8 is the number right now. And as you're monitoring what's taken place there, what you want pork producers in the U.S. to be mindful of?
Well, one of the important things to keep in mind about the situation that's going on in China in regards to the African swine fever is the fact that as the virus in China continues to spread, in some way the risk to other countries outside the China, including the U.S., increases. Okay, so we have more affected pigs in China. Obviously, we try to protect our country, but it's just a question of math, the fact to understand that the more pigs affected somewhere else, the higher the risk for any of the countries around China or overseas, including the U.S.
The significance of the outbreak in China, but also this is a disease that has been circulating in parts of Europe, and there is obviously more of a heightened awareness towards African swine fever right now. The fact that we are seeing more cases and knowing the role that China plays in world pork production, I guess if you were talking about a threat level or something like that, it would be heightened, I assume. But how serious is the situation in your opinion?
Well, it is serious, certainly very serious for China and Asia as a whole. Okay, in our case, it's serious in the sense that, you know, this is a difficult virus to control. We don't have vaccine. It spreads. It causes very high mortality when the pigs are affected. So it certainly can be very devastating. The advantage that we have in the U.S. is that we are not attached to China by mainland. So that's actually one of our advantages. But having said that, we have, as you know, relationships, trade relationships between the countries. So we have to be very cognizant of the risk of importing pork or importing materials or feed that may be contaminated with the virus. So that's the real risk for us. But our advantage is, as a country, is that we certainly are separated from Europe or, in this case, Asia. So that's our advantage at this point.
Yeah, let's talk about those materials, the feed ingredients that could be sourced from China and what producers here can do to make sure they know where these materials are coming from in all the different steps along the way to make their farm as secure as possible.
Yeah, that's correct. So we encourage the producers and the veterinarians to really go through the list of the things they use for their operation and try to understand where the things come from, whether it's the feed or supplies or materials they might be purchasing. But in particular for African swine fever and the connection with Asia would be all these ingredients. Fortunately, at the same time, there is new research that suggests that it doesn't hurt that when we bring, in this case, feed or ingredients for feed, that actually we have a holding period. So we don't use those products right away. So today at the conference, we're talking about 45 days. Maybe we don't need to go to 45 days per se, but a minimum of 20 days, certainly it's highly recommended. So time is our friend in terms of helping to inactivate the virus should the things that we bring to the U.S. be contaminated. Time is our friend to inactivate the virus. So we certainly want to review the things that we use at the farms. I encourage everybody to look into that list of things we buy that may be coming from China or other countries affected by African swine fever or any of the other foreign animal disease, and then use some of the basic principles on biosecurity. And one of them is just the holding and not using the products right away.
So we have African swine fever in China, recently reported in Belgium, classical swine fever in Japan, foot and mouth disease reported in China in cattle here this month. I guess my question would be, are there more diseases circulating and that's why we're hearing about this, or has the monitoring become so advanced and so much better that that's the reason for all of these reports?
It's actually a combination of both. I mean, we know that those foreign animal diseases, the ones you mentioned, they were already out there, okay, in one country or another. They've known, they've been there, and that's why the U.S. has been working at developing these plans to protect the country should any of these situations, diseases comes in. But at the same time, it's true that, like, for example, in Japan, it's been for many years that the country was considered negative. And actually, just this morning, the data that they shown is that that's a new virus that has not been reported in Japan ever. So that does suggest, for classic swine fever, that suggests a new introduction to the country. So it does seem like some of these viruses, for whatever reason, are moving between countries. The good thing is that we do have enhanced surveillance and better diagnostics than we were before. So our ability to detect those cases sooner is in our advantage, and that we need to take advantage of that. So that's a good thing. So, yeah, maybe we detect them faster than before. But some of those diseases, we knew they were out there, okay? So we've been preparing for that, but we certainly have to keep an eye. And the more they spread in other places, certainly it's a higher risk for everybody else.
Monsi, anything else on foreign animal disease that you want to make sure we talk about today?
You know, from the producer's point of view, the producer needs to be vigilant, okay? So first of all, at this point, what can you do as a producer? It's to protect yourself, enhance your biosecurity, make sure that those things that you know they work for other diseases, that they are supposed to be done anyways, that we actually do them, okay? And I say that they do them because sometimes they don't always happen. So in some of the cases, we talk about biosecurity lockdown protocols. Well, we should be doing that on an ongoing basis. Control movement of people, control movement of pigs, materials, in the case of African swine fever in particular, all the review on feed biosecurity. That needs to happen now. We cannot wait to have any cases in the U.S. to think about changing the protocols, but we just have to improve the protocols now because that will also help us to control the diseases that we already have, the endemic diseases. So stay focused on biosecurity. And the other thing, equally important, is to be very aware of clinical signs. Anything that just doesn't look right, send samples to the diagnostic lab. Okay, investigate those cases of mortality, investigate those clinical signs that they just are different. So those are the basic two questions that we have to do.